From GPB News, I'm Celeste Headley. This is On Second Thought. Georgia is a great place to be a nerd. That's according to the real estate blog Movoto. Last year, it ranked Atlanta the number one best city in the country for nerds. And Marietta topped the same list for small cities. They looked at a number of things, like the number of comic book stores, Renaissance fairs, annual fan conventions like MomoCon. MomoCon starts next month in Atlanta. And MomoCon is one of the fastest growing fan conventions in the country. Jess Merriman is the co-founder of MomoCon. Kevin Mellon is a storyboard artist for the FX animated series Archer. He's also the creator of the comic book series Suicide Sisters. I spoke with both of them last year and started off by asking Jess about the difference between a nerd and a geek.
I always think of nerd as the more intelligent side and geek as the more just straight up kind of weird side. But I've also heard people say completely the opposite, so I could be wrong.
What do you think about that?
I think it used to mean something more specific to me when I was younger. It was more like being the outsider, being into things that were not easy to find, or maybe discovering things on your own that nobody else is really into. And now with the internet, it's so easy to find those things and also find and build communities of people who are into those things, even no matter how small they are, that it's kind of, I feel like it's changed and morphed in that way.
That's interesting. You're kind of defining it by effort, the effort it takes to be a nerd. All right, so let's kind of focus on conventions, because that's the focus of this first discussion. And MomoCon is actually upcoming, and I bet there's a lot of people listening to my voice that have no idea what MomoCon is. We know what a con is, right? It's a convention for comic books or whatever sci-fi that may be, a convention. So what distinguishes MomoCon from, say, Comic-Con or Dragon-Con?
Well, MomoCon, we focus specifically on three kind of big tent poles. We focus on animation, gaming, and comics. So we've done a lot of legwork over the last 3 or 4 years to get a big presence from video game companies.
Now, when you say gaming, what kind of gaming do you mean? You mean somebody sitting down and playing World of Warcraft or Call of Duty together with other people? Or are you talking about someone with a board playing Dungeons and Dragons and Munchkins?
A little bit of a column A, a little bit of column B. We do a lot with digital gaming. That's kind of our bread and butter, so to speak. That has the biggest kind of influence on the general public. We do a lot with tabletop gaming. We even have LARPs that run throughout the convention.
Okay, explain what a LARP is, because I'm sure people don't know what that is.
LARPs are live action role play. They come in two different varieties, theatrical or buffer combat, in which you go out generally in the woods and have foam weapons and
whack people
fight
with it. All right. This is Cameron Cook from Norcross, and he has gone to Dragon Con for the past 16 years, and we asked him why he goes to these conventions.
Everyone there is brought together because they share a passion for something. And so I really like that sort of idea of culture and that idea of being included in a group. And I think it helps a lot of people out to know that you're not alone in your nerddom.
And this goes to what you were talking about, Kevin, the idea of nerds finding each other as outsiders.
Yeah.
What do you find is sort of the I don't want to say the atmosphere, but the mood? What's it like with these cons?
Think about making comics and working in TV and, and various, when you create something, the people who enjoy that thing want to feel connected to the people who create it. So going to conventions is a good way not only to meet other people who are into that same thing, but to meet the people that make it and to kind of intensify that connection, and to, in a lot of ways, it helps people deepen their connection with that material or with that thing. But it also, I think in a larger sense, it helps you feel like you're not alone.
Well, you are, as I mentioned, a storyboard artist for the animated series for adults. only Archer, which is a comedy about a spy organization.
We like to say it's a dysfunctional family that happens to be spies. So,
right. Okay. Yeah. There you go. And it is made right here in Georgia. At the end of every show, it says made in Georgia. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So here's a clip of the two lead characters, Archer and his on again, off again spy girlfriend, Lana.
Conway could be dangerous.
Yeah. You know what's dangerous? Your obsession with me.
Just
seriously, Lana, call Kenny Loggins because you're in the danger zone from Top Gun.
Just be careful.
No.
Okay. Okay, so first, help us understand what a storyboard artist does.
Yeah, so I will get me and a team of a couple others who storyboard on the show. We'll get a script from Adam Reed. He's the creator of the show. And we will basically do, I like to call it a blueprint. We will draw out the show in either rough or rough sketch drawings that then everyone else in production, whether it's backgrounds, character illustrators, character animators, 3D department, they use that as the guideline for what they will do to visually make what you see on screen. So we do, an even quicker way to put it is I do basically the comic book version of the show.
Okay, so I wanted to take this, Jess. Kevin was talking about the cons being a place of acceptance. But there's another side to cons that I think isn't always seen, and that is this sort of battle over authenticity that sometimes people can get pretty angry over whether or not you're wearing a cosplay, but that's not the gun that Boba Fett used. And, you know, they want everything to be absolutely authentic in an attempt to prove their greater knowledge of a subject.
Well, that's a lot of people who have this mentality that what I have learned and what I have discovered is obviously the golden truth, and it was better in my day when we had to search for things and we didn't have access to things. But honestly, the world just changes, and conventions change along with it. And I'm not a person who buys into the rosy recollection mentality. So conventions try to be accepting of everyone, but there are people that take this, well, you're not really into Avengers because you didn't read the comics, and you don't understand that Drax was really a human, and then he was put into a celestial body by, what, Cronus? And I know that, but you don't because you just think he's Dave Bautista.
Right. Okay, so Kevin, how do you get around that? How do you go and enjoy a convention without worrying about someone challenging your nerd title?
I see people do that all the time, because I think one of the biggest examples of that is more and more the fact that more conventions are showing record numbers of women attending.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, it's like me being 12 and going to conventions, it was mostly dudes, you know. And so it's like now it's like it's way better. And most of the women who come are like, I don't care about your opinion of what I do and don't know. I'm here to have fun. And I think that's how you counter it, is you say, no, this is who I am. The level of knowledge I have about it may not compete with yours, but I don't care. I'm here to have fun.
I wanted to play for you a clip from Burr Settles. He's a scientist. He's a software engineer. And he tried to use an algorithm, or he tried to scientifically figure out the exact differences between a nerd and a geek. So listen to him.
Collection, collectibles, box set, original, things like that tend to be geeky, whereas academic subjects like math, physics, biology, neuroscience, those tended to be nerdy. While not mutually exclusive, geeks can be nerds and nerds can be geeks. The two words imply different aspects of obsessive and intelligent behavior.
I don't know what phone he was on. It sounds like a tin can, but I wonder.
About to say.
I wonder what you think about that, Jess.
That's kind of in line with what I think about a nerd or a geek, but other people have contradicted me on this. I think it's
all
subjective.
And you're okay with that?
Yeah, sure.
Kevin?
I think that definition totally makes sense, and I think that, like, I don't know. Like, there's a lot of stuff that I'm highly specifically knowledgeable about, but that doesn't apply to everything, you know. And there's stuff that, like, I'm into, but not so into that, like, say, someone who knows way more than me could quiz me on it.
That's Kevin Mellon. He's a storyboard artist for the FX animated series Archer and creator of the comic book series Suicide Sisters. I also spoke with Jess Merriman. She's the co-founder of MomoCon, which starts next month in Atlanta.